אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
The situation which we are facing now is that Hizbut Tahrir's spiritual leader in Sydney, Mr. Ismail Al-Wawa, has given another appalling speech. And just to put this into context, 5-6 years ago, the same individual gave an appalling speech, and that triggered a campaign which was led by the Jewish Board of Deputies in New South Wales, which resulted in a law being passed. And that law came to being in June 2018. It's Section 93Z of the Crimes Act, for the lawyers who are listening. And that law said it's a crime to incite violence on the basis of race, religion, gender, sexual identity, and other issues. Now, that man, Mr. Awawa, was not caught up in that law because his speech predated that law. So now, all these years later, the same individual has given another appalling speech, and in which he says, just a couple of quotes, "The very knife with which you cut Palestine will be turned against you, will sever your heads from your bodies." Another one, "To the entity of the Jews we say, do not rejoice. The day will come and you will cry blood." And so it goes on. Appalling, scurrilous stuff, inciting violence, absolute hatred and bigotry. Now, he gave this speech in 2017 as a reaction to President Trump recognizing Jerusalem as Israel's capital. But why it's suddenly news today is that just on July 29, so 6-7 weeks ago, he himself uploaded it onto YouTube. And so the speech is back in circulation. And so what has happened now is that the Jewish Board of Deputies, the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies, has forwarded this speech with a request that it be considered for a investigation by the Attorney General under this new law as incitement to violence. The Attorney General has in turn forwarded to the police, the DPP, the Director of Public Prosecutions, and they are investigating it to see whether it crosses the line or could potentially cause him to face this new law. At the same time, there are further developments. Channel 7 reported just a couple of nights ago that the counter-terrorism unit is looking at it. And I know that also 2 days ago in 2GB, the Home Affairs Minister, Peter Dutton, was questioned by Ray Hadley to ask why this group is not banned in this country. They are banned, interestingly, in most Arab countries, as well as half a dozen European countries. But they are not banned in this country. I'm not arguing here that they should be or shouldn't be, just that the Home Affairs Minister has been asked to look into it. So it's an appalling speech. It's scurrilous, inciting hatred and bigotry, and inciting violence. And so this issue obviously has a way to play out, and we will obviously be watching very closely to see how the situation develops.
We are talking to Vic Aladev, CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies, and you are listening to SBS Shalom Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Vic, it seems that it's going to be a test case for the new law.
And that's the irony of this all, is that if the Director of Public Prosecutions decides to take legal action, it will be a test case for this new law. And why it's ironic, the law which came about because of the same individual giving a scurrilous speech in 2014. So yes, if it does if legal action does happen, it will be a test case. It will be the first time that this new law is actually being tested.
Vic, we are almost at Rosh Hashanah. Do you have any message for the Jewish community before the high holidays?
Simply that that Jewish people around the world, that in Australia and all Australians, that we should all be able to live in peace, respect each other, respect our diversity, respect our right to be different. At the end of the day, that is what everybody wants. I wrote a column recently where I took issue with a phrase about loving thy neighbor. I said we don't have to love our neighbor, but what we do have to do is respect our neighbor. And if we can respect our neighbor and our neighbor's right to be different, Dayenu, that is all that we need. So I wish health for all Australians, for all members of the Jewish world, and let's hope that the new year will be a healthy year, a peaceful year, and a fulfilling one for us all.
Vika Ladef, CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies. Thank you so much and Shana Tova.
עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.